Wow. Whew, sipping joy. Oh, we could have a little bit more of that. A little bit more of that. How you doing? We're doing. Oh my. I'm just like taking you in. I know. I'm looking at the clock, but no, I've got like 30 seconds to just. Here we are. I love being back here with you. This 4-week theme is actually redefine everything. Are you ready for 4 weeks of redefining everything? Oh, after this last week or week and a half, I think you, some of you like me, have had so many opportunities to redefine what do I believe and redefine how do I respond to what's going on in the world. And some of you right here in this Unity of Wimberley community having that opportunity to redefine what is safe and what is safe behavior and is how is my health doing. Redefining everything is the 4-week theme, and I'm just so excited about it, which I hope you can see and tell. Because in my own life, I would say over the last 3 months, and maybe a little before that, I've had a lot of opportunity to begin to redefine. In 3 or 4 months, I have a birthday coming up, and every year I do a little reflection around the time of my birthday. But for some reason, it started back in July that I was feeling this need to redefine how do I want to show up, right? How do I show up beginning with the next birthday? Like, what do I want my life to be like? And some of you may remember the last time I was here, I probably had a big splint on this hand because I had some surgery in May and had an injury before that for a few months. And so redefining what health means to me and how I focus on connecting with spirit, with God for my best health. I've been like redefining that. And of course, I've been traveling a lot. And so it's like, really, why are you doing that? So for the next 4 weeks, you're going to get the chance, whether you like it or not, to join me in redefining everything. And the place, one of the places to start with that is redefining God. But as we do this practice of redefining, I'm going to be using and sharing with you one of my most favorite inspirational guides. Her name is Shalan Harkin. Is there anybody who's familiar with her poetry? Yeah, Shalan Harkin is often referred to as the mystic poet is of our day. Is there anyone who's familiar with Rumi? Yeah, is there anyone who's familiar with Hafez or Hafiz, if you say it that way? Yeah, well, you will, if you raise your hand, you will love Shalan Harkin. People read some of her poetry, or they hear it read, and they say, wait a minute, what Rumi poem is that? I don't remember that one. Or, oh, which Hafez poem is that? I want to go find it and read it again. So I have found her to be an amazing guide sometimes, and at other times, through her poetry, being inspired to think more deeply about whatever is going on. So, would you like to hear her poem titled Redefine Everything? Like you're gonna say no. Or if you said no, what would I do, right? Actually, I would tap dance and I would say, okay, we don't have to read that one. Okay, so Redefine Everything by Shalane Harkin. It is in the book Susceptible to Light. Uncinch the strings around the word faith. Take the corset off of God. What happens to it when you set it free and let it prance about? Loosen up reverence. What happens there? Experiment with tickling the chin of your beliefs till they crack open slightly with joy. What if religion were the untying of old knots? Why not redefine everything, starting with the concepts we seem to care the most about? Let's keep reworking these definitions until they feel more like they're meant to. A song of untethered love. Redefine Everything by Shalane Harkin. So let's dive into week one, redefining God. How do you define God? Now, you don't have to speak that out loud. You don't have to say it. But in your own mind, just take a breath and go, how do I define God? Well, you heard Unity Principle number one because it happens to also be your statement of faith, right? There is one power, there is one presence active in the universe, God the good, omnipotent. When we define God that way, it opens up an entirely huge and infinite space to dance with God. Unfortunately, a lot of the time we forget that that's what we believe God is, or that's how we define God. And we slip into what we see and feel and hear and recognize in culture, in our culture. It's easy to forget and then slip into this idea that God is some presence outside of us, looking down and judging us and deciding whether to give us what we want or not. And I was sharing with a couple of people before the service that happened to me just this morning. Just this morning. I'm driving down from Dallas. I'm already in this mindset of, I'm not sure this was such a good idea to wait until the morning of to drive down, because anything could happen. Digression. Anything could happen. It could be great. It could be fabulous. I could meet someone new if I stopped to buy gas. I could have the easiest drive of my entire life. It could be fabulous. Anything could happen. But that's not where my brain was hanging out. My brain was hanging out in that place of anything could happen. Is this a good idea? You know, too late, right? It's the morning of. I'm driving down. So I get about 45 minutes south of Dallas, and it's dark, right? It's 5:30, 6 o'clock in the morning, and there's a multi-vehicle accident. One vehicle is on this shoulder, turned around, dented up. Another vehicle's on this side of the two lanes, three lanes, and there's an unmarked police car with its lights flashing to get us all to slow down, and there was debris all over the road. So it hadn't happened very much before because they hadn't had time to get a crew out there to clean the highway. So where did my anything could happen brain go? My anything could happen brain went to, oh my, what if I get a flat tire? I just drove over some glass. I'm barely outside of Dallas. What if this happens somewhere else down the road? I'll be late. What, I mean, all of that. Wait, is it just me? Do any of you, all right? I'm like, wait, I'm bearing my soul, and you all are sitting there going, why is she our speaker? They're not, that's how her brain works? Like, give me somebody who knows what they're talking about. Well, I know what I'm talking about, and I walk my talk, and so as I shared earlier with a couple of people, I started observing myself. So I heard my brain thinking, oh my goodness, am I gonna have a flat? Oh my. And then here, and then this part of my brain was like, Tracy, you're safe. This part of my brain was like, yeah, you're safe right now, but anything could happen. You don't know what's gonna happen next. And then this side would say, you said a prayer as you drove through to bless anyone who might be hurt and to claim best and highest good for everyone. Do you realize everyone includes you, Tracy? Oh, okay. Maybe 10 or 15 seconds later, it was this side of the brain was back. I ultimately had to keep claiming God the good, the omnipotent, is always conspiring for my good. That's the God that I believe in. And sometimes we have to redefine or remind ourselves that that's what we believe. If we want to live a full life, if we want to live a joy-filled life, if we want to live a life of our dreams, or if we want to live with gusto. If you want to live with gusto, let me hear you say, I am living with gusto.
I am living with gusto.
Oh my, I believe you. I believe you. So as I am thinking about redefining everything and today redefine God, I've been having this little chant go through my mind. So maybe it will resonate with someone in the room in addition to me, and especially because you just kind of said the last line of it with such enthusiasm, you have actually inspired me to include the whole thing. So the first line is, be curious about what you know. Choose where you choose how you want to grow. So you can live your life with gusto. That's what Redefine Everything is all about this month, or these four consecutive weeks. Be curious about what you think you know, but be curious about what you know. What you know today is a result of everything you've learned, practiced, and experienced up until now. But hopefully today is not your last day on the planet, and there is more for you to experience. So be curious about what you know. Choose how you want to grow, because there is no just being stagnant. There is no just coasting. So how do you want to grow? And then live your life with gusto. So you're going to be hearing that this week and for the next 3 weeks, and I'm going to be inviting you to really like take that in and join me in doing that work over these 4 weeks. So here's what Shalan Harkin has to say about God. And the way that we engage with God. Take a deep breath. The worst thing we ever did was put God in the sky out of reach, pulling the divinity from the leaf, sifting out the holy from our bones, insisting God is not bursting dazzlement through everything we've made. We've made a hard commitment to see as ordinary, stripping the sacred from everywhere to put in a cloud man elsewhere, prying closeness from your heart. The worst thing we ever did was take the dance and the song out of prayer, made it sit up straight and cross its legs, removed it from rejoicing, wiped clean its hip sway, its questions, its ecstatic yowl, its tears. The worst thing we ever did is pretend that God isn't the easiest thing in this universe available to every soul in every breath. Maybe you, like me, have done the worst thing at some point in your exploration of spirituality, and some point in your exploration of God itself, of life itself. Maybe you, too, have taken God out of the small, everyday things that we all experience. There's nothing wrong with that. What would be wrong would be getting stuck there and having everything that Shalan wrote in that particular prayer be true. Sacred does not have to be solemn. Sacred is serious business, but it doesn't have to be a separation. It is always, God is always, Spirit is always seeking to express, not just in us, but as us, each one of us individually and all of us collectively. And we have the opportunity to redefine how that happens. So in that beautiful gathering prayer that Finn shared this morning, we get to redefine how God shows up as each one of us as we navigate conditions in the world, as we navigate conditions in our individual lives. So how might you redefine God in your life, in your one precious life, Mary Oliver says? How might you redefine God as your life? Those are two really important questions that I'm inviting you to grapple with right now for 2 or 3 minutes and see what comes up immediately. But more importantly, I'm inviting you this week to every day grapple with, how do I want to redefine God in my life? How do I want to redefine God as my life? And maybe, just maybe, some of you don't really need to redefine God. There doesn't need to be a new definition. Maybe it is going back to the statement of faith or unity principle number one and saying, I'm really clear. I know this is the definition of God. And if that's true for you, then your homework assignment, your personal self-study work is, instead of redefine God, how am I affirming God in my life? How am I affirming God as my life? As the music I play, as the song I sing, as the mail I deliver, as the dinner I cook, as the discipline with my children, how am I affirming God as my life? And when you're hearing or watching the news and what's going on in the world, that's a perfect time to ask, how am I willing to redefine God in and as my life? Or how right now can I affirm in my words and in my actions, how can I affirm the power and the presence of God in and as my life? If you are willing to join me on this journey this week of redefining or affirming the power and presence of God in and as your life, then I want, and you don't have to, but if you're willing to do it, and if you're online, you can respond in the chat, or if you're willing to do that, let me hear you say, oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Because I'm going to be doing this, and I actually am hoping that I won't be doing it alone. I am expecting that I will feel your energy throughout the week when I am doing this practice as well. And every week there'll be a little opportunity to practice and integrate, but we're starting with redefining or affirming God. Question what you know. Choose how you want to grow. And then live your life with gusto. Let's anchor that in prayer. Question what you know. Choose how you want to grow. And live your life with gusto. I know there is one power and there is one presence active in the universe and active in my life. It is God, the good, omnipotence. This is the unity basic number one principle, and it is my statement of faith right here and right now. Breathing it in, I am aware that if this is true, and I believe it to be so, there is nothing, there is no thing and no person that can separate me from God the good. No multi-vehicle accident, no loss of employment, no health diagnosis, no relationship ending or changing in a way I didn't expect, no loss, no grief, no fear, no anger. None of it can separate me from this one power, this one presence, God the good, omnipotence. And so I choose to take on this week a spiritual practice looking to redefine and or affirm this presence in my life, this presence as my life. And oh, it's so juicy. I look forward to it. And I'm grateful for the opportunity to question what I know, choose how I want to grow, and live my life with gusto. This is the truth, and it is blessed. It is complete in the mind of God and in all the universe. And so together we affirm it by saying, and so it is. Amen.